Do you have an exhausting friend or family member who is always asking for something? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. We all know people who constantly need something, need help, need validation, need money, and maybe they're the reason that they're in their own situation. It can get frustrating and exhausting to constantly help and respond. Is this how God feels when we sin and come to Him about it? Well, let's talk about that. We're going to in today's Devo. It's called A Love God Delights In by Jonathan Fuller. Have you ever wondered if your sin is more than God could forgive? You're not alone. We've all had moments when we've felt and seen darkness in our own hearts and minds and wondered, how could God still love me? Sometimes we might feel as though God only forgives us because Jesus paid for our sin at the cross. So, you know, He kind of has to, but maybe He doesn't like it. Maybe our sin has made God weary. In the Old Testament, the biblical authors have a favorite Hebrew word to describe God's love, hesed. Most of our Bible translations translate this word as either steadfast love, mercy, or loving kindness. The word chesed conveys the idea that God's love is unfailing. In Micah 7:18, the prophet Micah declares that God delights in steadfast love. Did you catch that? It doesn't weary God to love us. It's a source of delight and pleasure for God to love us with His unfailing love. A passage like this frees us to be completely honest with ourselves before God. It allows us to look unflinchingly at the depths of our sin and to go before God with all our wrongs, to confess, repent, and cry out for mercy. It allows us to be filled with the sweet confidence that when we do, it brings God delight to respond with His never-failing, never-stopping, steadfast love. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. How can Bible passages like today's shape our understanding of who God is? Consider taking a few moments to examine your heart before the Lord. You don't have to be afraid to be honest with yourself as you look at your sin. Are there any sins you feel as though God may not forgive? You can confess all those sins to God, repent or turn away from them, and then rest in the knowledge that God delights in forgiving and loving you with His unfailing love. As you and I can read in Micah 7:18 through 19, you will not stay angry with your people forever because you delight in showing unfailing love. Once again, you will have compassion on us. You will trample our sins under your feet and throw them into the depths of the ocean. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Micah chapter 7, verses 18 through 20, and Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Has the Lord delivered you from a specific sin lately? Well, we want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write and share your testimony with us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called What Are You Thinking? With Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.